It's 7:45. Good morning, Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New data shows parts of New Mexico face severe or extreme drought conditions. The latest weekly U.S. Drought Monitor map shows areas of extreme drought in northern New Mexico and in the state's southeastern corner, which the monitor reports has seen some relief from the monsoon season. The Drought Monitor says the West has seen temperatures well above normal in the past week and that much of the region has been dry. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham gave details on the state's COVID-19 plan during her most recent press conference. Here's Madison Staton with more.
In the most recent COVID update, the state announced long-term care facilities with no reported COVID cases will be able to start welcoming visitors in select counties. These visits will be by appointment only and require a plexiglass barrier between visitors, as well as masks and correct social distancing practices. Selected counties include Grant and Sierra. Doña Ana County does not yet meet the requirements due to the higher case count, but will continue to be monitored. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham also spent time talking about local business assistance, including the New Mexico Recovery Loan Plan, which launched this week. She acknowledged the hesitancy some businesses are feeling about taking on more debt.
And I know folks push back. I get it. That if I'm struggling, I can't have any more debt or burden, even if that interest rate is 1.5%. I'm optimistic about what ends up happening in the next stimulus bill.
The governor also offered encouragement to the citizens of New Mexico.
I don't believe that we have the tools or resources to solve every problem, but we have sufficient tools and resources to really make a difference. And I want to encourage you, you are not out there alone.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staton.
It's election season, and some say politicians are twisting facts to demonize others. Some thoughts from commentator Algernon DeMassa.
Say something enough times, even if it's a lie, and people will repeat it. It's an ancient game. Here's what happened. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham gave a press conference last week during which I asked a question about campaign rallies and political protests. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we've also been in a season of robust social protest over police violence and racism. Plus, we're now in the final 100 days of an election cycle. I wanted to get the governor on record with her recommendations about such activities in light of the public health emergency. Her answer got a lot of attention, but not in the way I expected. She recommended that protesters find another way to do that work, as she put it, because large social gatherings present a risk for transmitting the virus, even if people are wearing masks. I thought that was going to be the big story, but I was wrong. Turning to the November elections, the governor said political rallies are also risky, and then she praised her own political party, the Democrats. She said, and I quote, "The Democratic Party of New Mexico made it very clear that they would not engage in anything that would be in violation of the public health order to campaigning or organizing or fundraising, including reminding candidates that they can't be going door to door," unquote. That's actually one rather long sentence, and it began showing up in news reports in edited form. The reference to the Democrats was left out, and what remained was a statement suggesting that the governor's new public health order would ban all candidates from knocking on your door. Except that isn't what she said. If you listen to the entire sentence, the governor was plainly talking about one political party telling its own candidates, "You can't be going door to door." The statement was made publicly in a live stream news conference. The video is online. And if there was any honest confusion about what was in the public health order, well, that's a 4-page document written in plain English and Spanish, posted online for public view. Nonetheless, the edited version of that sentence made the rounds. A political candidate, followed by the state Republican Party, alleged that the governor had banned all candidates from knocking on doors. I also found the quotation and the allegation repeated in several news stories. And here's the kicker. An Albuquerque television station called up the governor's office to check. Hey, did the governor ban door-to-door campaigning? I mean, they could have read the document, but okay, why not ask? So the governor's office said, no, there's no such ban. And then came the headline. Governor's office backtracks on statement about door-to-door campaigning. Now, how does an official backtrack from something they never proposed in the first place? Aha! That's how misinformation wins. There was never a ban, but through sheer repetition, it became a political issue anyway. We don't have to fall for that. No governor has ever been perfect from either party. There is plenty of grist for good faith disagreement and honest debate. And that is what public service demands. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon DeMassa.
Algernon DeMassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News and at KRWG.org. DeMassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.